USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House lawmakers from across the country are back in Washington, D.C. for a possible roll call vote on a $2.2 trillion economic rescue package after a Republican lawmaker is threatening to block the leader's plans to hold an informal voice vote. Republican Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky could call for a roll call vote on the package, but according to Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, it's no big deal.
Yeah, you know, I would not be terribly concerned about the procedural question. It's clear the House is going to pass it. It's clear the House is going to pass it with an overwhelming bipartisan majority. If it so happens that a member or two or three decides they want to vote no, well, they can do that.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she may vote against the bill because it does not provide payments to illegal aliens. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Crump, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestKnown.com.
Airbnb is introducing a new program to help first responders. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Airbnb is giving 100,000 healthcare workers around the world free housing during the pandemic. The company's co-founder says hosts want to support those on the front lines of it, and they can offer their homes and apartments through the Open Homes platform. It was created in 2012 for emergency housing. If hosts can't do it for free, Airbnb will still waive all fees.
Health experts say Mardi Gras celebrations may have contributed to the rising coronavirus death rate in New Orleans. Infectious disease control experts say Mardi Gras celebrations were likely a catalyst for the outbreak. Over a million people crammed into the city for the event in late February. The New Orleans mayor is claiming there were no red flags or she would have canceled the celebration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many restaurants are facing tough financial times due to the coronavirus outbreak, which has caused several cities and states to force restaurants to shut down their dining rooms. Top Chef judge and restaurant owner Tom Colicchio tells Fox News,
Our workers are really hurting right now, and what they're looking for is to know that they're going to have a paycheck, knowing that there's money in the stimulus package for restaurant workers, and not only our workers, but for everybody up and down our entire supply chain, including our suppliers, our fishermen, our farmers, our liquor companies, people who deliver linen, making sure our rent can get paid. And, you know, we're looking for guaranteed loans, actually forgiveness of guaranteed loans, because we can't layer on a bunch of debt, and we believe the restaurant industry, especially the independent restaurant industry, that we're uniquely positioned to get as many stimulus dollars through our payrolls to our employees. We're talking at least 13 million people. So they can take care of their families, and more importantly, so they can stay home. Because right now we have to stop the spread of this virus. We're not going to have an economy. We're not going to have restaurants that will open up. But we feel optimistic right now.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.